Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the Reflex Blue Show.
Yo.
What up?
I'm Nate.
Donovan, and we brought in, once again, to add our cool cred, we brought in Steve.
To add our street cred.
Just a special guest.
To
special
add our guest. Everything looks better reversed out cred, Steve Gordon.
Nice. Follow 1 point rule.
Nice.
Thanks. Yeah, everybody. How you doing? Any of you. Either of you.
Making it, man. Good. Thanks for calling me in. I'm looking forward to recording all day with you guys.
Nice. I've been looking forward to it, too. As soon as you got off the phone, we could actually begin.
I know. That was my fault. Sorry, people. Turn your phones off.
Now, today's going to be based on an email we got from a student called Art.
I got it.
His name was Art?
Art student.
Art.
Oh.
Student.
This is an email I got the other day. He does not know... Actually, was thinking about this before we got up on it. I never wrote this guy back. So
sorry.
Actually,
If you guys want to be written back, you should send your emails to Donovan.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Student.
If you want, if you don't, you can send him to Nate. He'll read them, but you may not get a response.
Here's what you get when you send an email to Nate@vossom.com. You get a whole show dedicated to your question.
Kind of hot.
You just weigh your options.
Works pretty well when you only get one email every 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where we were at. We were like, damn, what are we going to talk about today? Because I got to be honest with you guys, I've been feeling like not a damn thing happening in the world of graphic design. We had a nice run of some really fantastic interviews.
Well the HOW conference is in a month.
It's true.
But we're in that lull. You know,
yeah, no, there's
before the HOW conference,
lull, right?
Yeah.
And Pepsi only changes their logo every once in a while, so we're done.
And Mountain Dew just
horse.
Changed theirs, and we talked about that, you know. So
did we already talk about
we covered that with Jeff Fisher.
The Superb Owl is done. So that was a good run from New Year's through like March.
Yeah, and now it's like it's like near summer, end of spring, and I guess the other thing I was wondering about was like I feel like I'm lacking a place to go to get, like, what's happening in graphic design.
Now that SpeakUp's closed down, there's no place to go.
Well, now, it used to be, honestly, looking back, the best place to get, like, what's happening in graphic design news was a combination of Old Design Observer, SpeakUp, and Be a Design Group.
Yeah.
And you could just, with the three of those, you could just tell what was going on.
I know where they could go. They could go to 36point.com.
Oh, not really.
Yeah, but we don't cover the same stuff.
We do it on the show.
See, I was trying to plug you guys.
Now it's all like different. Like you go to brand new if you want to see, but that's only logos.
It's only logos, and Design Observer is just a bunch of boring crap.
Hey,
now.
There's a lot of good stuff on there.
So maybe you guys are the aggregate.
Tell me what's good on. I mean, aside from Observed, but the thing about Observed is. You get on at the whims of the guys that get on it.
They're just no longer writing like necessarily. Their articles used to be more about now, and now they're writing more like articles that are going to last. That are more like
about
a longer
goddamn
time.
Nothing about goddamn nothing that they Design Observer obsesses over the minutiae of minutiae, like the things on the end
double
of your shoelace.
Double minutiae.
You're saying that like it's a bad thing.
It's not something I find I can occupy my time with.
So it's not for you. That's fine.
It's a crazy movie title, a double minutia.
Double minutia.
Okay,
that's actually
going to
be the name of my
next
album.
Let's get back to the email because that's what we actually were going to talk about.
Well, okay. All right. You don't want to talk about the lack of a source. Do you have a source? Where do you go?
When I go to like get news and stuff, I don't really check design news. I check What's up in football?
Yeah.
You know?
If I go to get creative news off...
Is Brett Favre going to join the Vikings?
I go to fashion sites, sneaker sites, Hypebeast, Nice Kicks. I go to places where the design is a bit subversive. The subject matter is one thing, but there's an innate amount of creativity in it. So I'm not looking at the minutiae. I'm looking at the content.
I feel like graphic design needs a... I feel like Unbeige was nearly there for a moment in time. Walker left, and then they moved to let's talk about architecture.
Yeah, they're heavy in the architecture now.
Yeah. Once Alyssa left Unbeige, it was done for. It's just a matter of time.
In your opinion, again, because you're not into architecture.
This whole goddamn show is you and my opinions.
I know.
Of course. That goes without saying.
Well, I'm just...
We could record a new opening. Hey...
Well, this is going to deal. I think this is going to deal with the topic. Actually,
All right. Okay. All right. Hey, let's. You're just jonesing for it.
Nice. Got to get it out there.
I'm just stoked that I got you 5 minutes into the show without talking about the topic at hand. That's usually good. I get about 30 seconds in and Domin's like, yo, let's do it.
That's right.
He talks just like that, too.
He's a traffic cop for
the topic. All right. He says, howdy. I am a longtime listener of both Be a Design Cast and the 36 Point Show, and I had an idea for a show or as a possible topic, which it turned out that's what we're doing. I am a sixth year college student slash super senior.
They call them doctors.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. A lot of people do that. At Cal Poly Pomona, studying graphic design in my upper division classes, I have noticed a lacking ability in my peers and have seen potential for growth in them and myself. It is only recently that I thought to pose the question to 36 Point.
Nice.
Question being, how do you critique work?
Boom.
It says, dozens of additional questions spawn up every time I devote my brain cells to the task. Are there books that address the topic in full? Who has the right to critique? How much does taste factor in? You know, when should work be put up and yada yada, and there's more. Does my mom's opinion count? Things like that.
I love that he actually wrote that.
Yeah, he actually straight up put that in there. Sincerely, student in peril, Art, from Cal Poly Pomona. And apparently, if you go to school with Art, you know, he thinks you're not good enough. He said it right there.
Get your critiques.
Says, yeah. If you're one of Art's peers, ouch, he believes you're lacking.
Well, this is why I was mentioning this. So, like, right. I always say, who's the target audience? And now Nate's always saying, I don't go to this website, I don't go to that website. I don't think Nate's the target audience.
I think every time you pose that question, it hits a chord with me. I love it. Because it was the last time we all gave a critique together. And right. That made a lot of sense to me.
Well, I think we were arguing probably Pepsi logo.
Well,
I said the target on the Pepsi logo is five-year-old kids.
Yeah, because they're building a whole new brand. They're building a whole new following.
You're and either the old on guys you're
don't, on, I, don't about. I don't agree no, with that at all.
Their main target audience. You're either drinking Pepsi.
I don't agree
Pepsi,
with that at
all. You're drinking Pepsi or you're not right now.
Already.
Yeah,
so
already.
They're not trying to hook you.
You're hooked. They're looking at what are they going to get in the next future because they're looking long term, and that's what I think they're going after.
See,
I'm not a fan, so
I switch back and forth from Coke to Pepsi about once every probably 18 months.
That's just sugar
content. That's
purely based on the sugar
content. I make a switch and it does affect me.
You know what I switch?
I can't be the only person.
I
that
switch
does that.
Based on what's on sale. Which really? Is running the sale this week?
Do you really?
That's what I'll buy.
I know some people who switch based on.
No, it's whatever's
based
cheaper.
On availability.
If they're the same price, yeah. I'll go Diet Coke. But
Coke give you cancer though, won't it?
But we digress. Something like that. The target audience. That was the good point that you made, and you made that also according to the student's year in school and progression, because you made a great point about critiquing senior work and freshman work.
Oh yeah, yeah. You should also like if you're doing class critique or if you're doing portfolio reviews, you always say when do you graduate because. You either want to critique if they're graduating like in 2 weeks, your best job is just to critique how to get their book up as good as it can be in a week or 2 weeks time.
Yeah. Well, okay. I feel like we're putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah. Let's talk about critiquing general work. Well, let's go back to this target audience. So, like, you look at Burger King ads, you look at McDonald's ads,
right?
And to critique them against each other is not really fair because they don't actually have the same target audience. McDonald's targets mothers because they want to get children in.
Or you could break that even
Burger King
even
targets
further.
18 to 25 year old males.
You could break that down even further with the Burger King King ads and then the Burger King, you know, dollar menu ads where the guy is talking crap to McDonald's in his burger suit. Even
where he's really not talking crap because it's all done voiceover.
Right,
you never see his mouth
move. Exactly.
you know, that's all well and good, but you know, if we're not talking about comparatively.
Right.
If we're not talking about senior versus freshman, or we're not talking about McDonald's versus Burger King, we're just talking about the work that is in front of you.
Right.
Like whatever its merits.
So we're saying class critique. Everyone's at the same level.
Yeah. Well, let's just start with I'm gonna get this one out of the way briefly. Are there books that already address the topic in full? I'm sure. I'm sure there are theses that cover how to critique, and I'm sure they are boring as shit.
True.
Guarantee you that's something I would never,
ever
want to read. Hey,
ever.
But Stephen Heller didn't he at SVA start up like graphic design?
He's got like criticism. Two master's programs, right?
Mm-hmm. Like a master's. Yeah, so, okay, art number one. You look like the type of dude that has no problem being in school for a long time. So maybe roll up to SVA and check that out. Anyway, work is in front of you. How do you go about it? There's a framework. What do you assess? And
I tend to take aesthetics out of it just because the world is too big. There's too many creative types. There's too many designers out there to really, because then it would quickly reduce down to opinion. If I dislike something or not because of the aesthetic, the critique is over because now I'm being completely subjective versus objective.
Which is right. Why he hated that big unicorn rainbow thing I did.
Right.
Only because unicorns
frighten me. He did do a unicorn rainbow.
He said, all Steve could say is, if it was a Pegasus, it'd be great.
Seriously.
But I hate unicorns.
Wings different than one horn in the middle of your head. That was my whole point.
Yeah. Oh, where was it going to go from the, you threw, with your whole unicorn thing? I was like, damn.
Unicorns to see?
No, because when I was doing the the show graphic for the Bryn Muth show, which got a little rainbowy, I was like, fuck, I should put a unicorn in the corner of this.
That would be awesome.
Subjective versus objective. I've reached a point, and maybe this is kind of like you, Steve, where it's like, okay, doesn't matter whose work it is, the first thing I check out would just be your straight fundamentals of graphic design.
Yep.
Because it's really easy, target market be damned, to look at something, and if the fundamentals aren't in place, doesn't have good type, doesn't have good layout, doesn't have good, underlying structure.
Mm-hmm. Consistency within the rules that it sets for itself.
Right.
Thank you. That's wonderful. If it doesn't have that, then you can really easily just, start rattling off. Here's where the problems are. Here's what you need to fix. And that's, that's across the board. You could say that about, a beginning designer's work, a seasoned designer's work. If the fundamentals aren't there, you can talk about it.
Well, because at the different levels, you can use it as a teaching tool. If you're critiquing a senior's work, they should damn well know. If you're critiquing a freshman's work or an early beginner student's work, here's some things to look out for as you go through your class.
Right, you can turn it into like a learning experience, a learning moment, like Obama calls it.
And let's just say I am so over bash critiques. Like, that's just somebody getting their rocks off, telling you that you suck.
Jerk critiques. Yeah. A lot of those online.
Yeah, the jerk critiques, the flame critiques.
Just like, oh.
This is where we sucks. Mention, if you want to send us your link to your portfolio, we'll critique it, bash it, or whatever online. Yeah,
well, totally flame it. Flame out on somebody's logo right now. But then after that, I mean, I remember in college, and let's just say that 21, 22-year-old Nate Voss at the UNK design program had quite a lot of ideas that he believed to be unassailable.
Assail them not.
But I remember reaching a point, looking at the work of my peers and saying, at a certain point, everyone knows how to use InDesign. Everyone knows how to use Photoshop and Illustrator. Everyone gets their fundamentals down. And at that point, kind of going back to Steve's point, it kind of will just come down to taste, and so that's when critiques really start to get dicey. When you're dealing with someone's personal taste, when you start getting into things like, well, I think your blue is too light. Well, I think your blue is too dark.
Right.
At that point, Steve, I think you're right. I think the crit falls apart. So,
composition goes a long way with me.
So then let's pose the question then. Once you get past the fundamentals, where does a critique go?
Well, I think it's just where you go from there is you say, what item on this thing do you see first? What do you see second? What do you see third? Where's the hierarchy? And is that the order you want to communicate?
Oh, you your just piece brought up in? Something good. How about this? How about we ask, what's the first thing each of us would focus on in a critique?
Ooh, that would give us outside of fundamentals.
Right. Oh, that would give us a jumping off point. Because for me, it's composition. And composition in terms of the overall balance of the piece I'm looking at. Asymmetrical, perfectly symmetrical, doesn't matter. Is something just sore thumb sticking out of place? Because, like we said, people have different styles. The aesthetic can be different. But the composition is usually one of those universal things that if you have a horrible composition or the balance of your piece is just not working, that's where my eye gets thrown.
Okay,
up.
First thing I look at is if there's a photo of me in it.
There you go.
If there's not, I just go to
one of those. We got one of those. Yeah.
Great, that's great visual. Okay. Hierarchy
second too. Thing I look for is the information read in the right order. That's good what call. I was saying.
Right. Good call. You know, the honestly, the second thing, I feel like all I'm doing on this show is just retreading ground, you know, after you guys. But the thing that I look for after fundamentals, if I really, really think about it here, is appropriateness to the audience. Like you said, who's the target market?
So and, yours would be message.
Yeah, well, a message, and the visual context of that message.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, again, seeing a lot of student work, I see a lot of people putting some crazy styling on things where it's just like flat out.
You know what I like about that?
For who they're talking to.
What I like about that is you found a way to bring aesthetics back into it and have it be a legit critique.
Oh, booyah! Yeah, because that's what I do.
You're like, I may not like your aesthetic, but. If it's way out of context, now I get to attack your aesthetic.
Yeah, now I can say your aesthetic is fucked up for your old man audience.
Exactly.
All right? For your soccer mom audience, you cannot do skate park rad.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you were talking to the soccer mom's, you know, teenage kids, then your skateboard rad works out.
That's the teacher in you, because that's exactly how to draw aesthetics into question. In the proper way.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I we just did a senior portfolio review with the College Donovan and IT chat the other day, and it's like, you know, what the hell am I... You know, there was some really good work in there. It's like, what the hell are you going to say to these guys? It looks good, okay? I don't need to sit here and tell you to learn.
On those people, since I know they're graduating, I just told them how to better present, what order to put pieces in, how to actually place them in their portfolio, because that's stuff that will make the difference in... a 1 week time period.
And that's totally part of it. Like, yeah, since we're talking about that, a modular portfolio, being able to, if you're going for an in-house creative job, you're going to want to style up your actual portfolio to suit the job you're looking for.
So now a follow-up question I want to tackle on here. Two of them. The first one, very quickly. Does your mom's opinion count? Yes, no. Steve.
My mom loves everything I do, sadly. And she'll ask about it later, but it's usually, no, baby, it's fine. I'm proud of you. So my mom's opinion would only count inside my own head when I'm having a bad day.
Okay.
If your mother is going to either love or hate everything you do, one or the other, then it doesn't.
Right.
If your mom can think objectively and she fits into the audience that you're aiming the piece for, then it might.
Okay, so if your mom is a creative director, her opinion counts.
If it's one of those things like she's going to love everything you do, then...
And that's what I mean.
What like, good crew? What I mean? What yeah. good
I've
does
a,
the critique?
I've got do? A great yeah. mother that like only understands about half the things that I do.
Right.
So like, if she doesn't get it, she's not gonna be like, oh, it's great. She's gonna be like, I don't really know what this is, but all right, you know. But then if she gets it and she's like, yeah, I like that, then hell yeah, my mom's opinion counts. Yeah. Now,
when it really comes down to it, though, the only opinions that really count are your clients. And yours.
Yep.
Right. Now,
and sadly, for a student getting a critique, your teacher is your client. Your instructor is your client at that point.
The thing there is, when they tell you that they don't like something or they like something, you have to ask them why. When they say, oh, I don't like that blue, you actually have to physically ask them why, because if they don't like the blue because for some reason they used to wear a tuxedo that color, then that opinion doesn't count.
I had a color design class where my instructor would just ream me for my subject matter, which was mostly graphic novel and comic book, but I used that as the basis for my color design and color theory studies. And he never paid attention to my color because he hated the fact that I used comics.
Nice.
Yeah, I worked with a place where their main color was red, and one of the head guys there was looking at an ad that we did that was all red with like reverse down white type, and was saying that he didn't like it. And so I actually asked him why, and he was talking about this muddy color. Well, it turns out he's like red green colorblind. So, thus, he just sees red as kind of a brown. It's like, that's the corporate color.
Nice.
So, all of a sudden, I could discount that opinion because I asked him a few follow-up questions.
Yeah. Right. Well, and let's not, gentlemen, count out the idea of, the you know, a student's peers. Because in my crits that I do in class, you know, I, depending on the class, will try to take a back seat, you know, if I'm really trying to push these kids to be opinionated. You know, that peer review feedback, you know, that can also be your client. And in which case, now it's really easy to say, okay, that student's work sucks. I do not need to worry about him if he does not like my work. That's not necessarily true.
No, because people that are good at critiquing aren't necessarily the people that are good at doing, and vice versa.
As a matter of fact, it's the exact. It's just that almost as a rule, like those who can't do are great at seeing where it's got flaws.
I was just gonna say, like, I cannot swing a golf club and hit a ball straight, but I can look at my dad swinging his golf club and tell him every little thing that he's doing wrong. Yeah. So open up your head, but then, you know, of course.
The place I worked with, the best critiquer I had there was a technical writer.
Mm.
No design experience, but somehow was the best one to pass ideas through.
Nice. All right. So now, next question in here that I want to.
Let's go to the MIG tip.
What? No, let's not go to the
MIG Reyes.
No, fuck it. We're not going to the MIG tip yet.
Oh,
we're in the middle of this.
All right.
This is 20 minutes in.
I'm just throwing him in the middle here.
Well, see, I feel like we got to get like a nice. It's got to be a payoff for people.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's
hold on, MIG's coming up.
Is the prize at the bottom of the popcorn box.
like the sludge?
No,
the
Cracker Jack. Thank you.
You ever realize that Cracker Jack is totally different than popcorn? Like when you think popcorn or caramel corn, you don't think Cracker Jacks. Although that's what it is.
Isn't there other shit in Cracker Jacks?
Like peanuts, I think maybe.
I think peanuts.
But it's that would be like poppycock. Like
sticks and stuff. there was a question in here, the last part of this that I really want to touch on before I bring up something else. When should work be put up? And my response to that is,
what do you mean by put up?
Put up for critique.
He's talking
about in the educational system. Oh, okay. I'll even speak professional.
Yeah.
As soon as you are emotionally prepared for people to F up your work. Yeah. Then you should put it up.
Tied into that, mine would be way before it's done. Because if you consider it done, you're so invested in it that you're past the point of making those changes.
Yeah, this happens between me and my wife all the time. We will work a problem through all the way to the end. And then just be like, yo, darling, what do you think of this? And what we're really asking is...
Give me the thumbs
up.
Tell
me you love it.
Exactly.
Because if you don't, I do not want to change it. I don't want to hear that you don't like it. Just tell me you love it.
Yep. I would say...
Because it's so far beyond... Making, you know, like head, like mainline changes to it.
So here you go. On a timeline of when you should put work up, the second you sit back from that page or that the project you're working on, when you take that slight breather to go, I wonder how that looks, boom. Print it, make a JPEG of it or something, send it to somebody, get a critique on it right then, because when you've taken pause to step back and look at it, it's probably time to have it stepped back and looked at.
Now, if it's going to like your client, make sure that you know your client, because clients that you have may be fine looking at pencil sketches.
Yeah, like black lines. Marker.
Some
cops.
Clients some don't want to see anything until it looks.
Oh man,
it looks completely finished.
Yeah, I've had clients actually ask for black marker comps and be upset that I spent the time in the program. I've had others look at marker comps like I'm paying you to sketch in black marker.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, in school, you should be chasing down progress critiques. If you're at the, you know, past the thumbnail, but before you get on the computer or, you know, after your first round of computer comps, you know, you should be saying, yo, teach. Yo, Mr. Professor, Lady Professor. Let's, you know, put everybody's stuff up on the board.
It's not a big deal to even take it even before the critiques are ready.
Way before,
and get some advice from the professor or other students before then.
I had students, you know, our boy, I want to say that E. Downs was a part of this, but in that, you know, in that very, very first crop of students I had, they would just like roll out to coffee shops.
Yeah.
Mid project and just say, hey, everyone. Yo, I was not a part of this,
obviously. He actually told me about that, though.
That they would just put everything out and say, help. Tell me what to do, and I think that's you know, that's got to be really valuable.
And that's also having a trusted group of peers who are on that level of like art is asking here.
Unlike us, who will just sabotage it,
dude. Totally, I'll take you out at the knees.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Now,
Nancy Kerrigan style.
I got about 120 seconds left to Steve here.
No, I'll stick. I'll stick.
Okay.
Keep
okay.
It rolling.
Okay.
Keep it rolling.
Here's something that I want to put out there. Something that I've noticed with a handful of exceptions, I have known many, many designers, so not everyone follows this rule. Generally speaking, I've found it's a big part of the educational system to toughen students up so that you can take credit without, you know, being reduced to tears.
Right.
I have found that this is inversely proportional to the amount of experience and age a designer has out in the world. By that I mean to say, I have found that the older, more seasoned, more experienced a designer, the less likely they are to have a tough skin about critiques on their work. Basically, the more seasoned a designer, the bigger crybaby they get when you tell them something's wrong.
Because the more married they get to the fact that they can just, they can do this shit.
That they can just handle it.
Right, right? I can now, do this shit.
Is that,
I know what I'm talking about.
Is, now, am I just a jaded, semi-young designer at this point, or is that something that you guys have experienced?
You know what? I think you're right, and I think that with the educational process and, like you said, that toughening up when you're there, you're kind of used to the fact that somebody's going to bash your work.
Yeah.
When you become seasoned, when you become a pro, you get in your mind that I know how to do this shit, so, you know, I don't have to listen to what you say. So you get so married to the fact that you, by now, if you become seasoned, you know that you've gone through the mill, you've paid your dues.
Right.
And so there is that little piece of, I don't have to really listen to what you say. I mean, I can ask your opinion. I don't really want it.
Yeah, I don't need to take it.
Right.
Well, and I'm talking like 10, 20 years.
Right.
And I've worked with some really nice people who, you know, you can roll up to. Yeah, I worked with a guy who I swear has been doing this for 30 years. And you know, I could super easy just roll up to him and say, hey, man, you know, some issues with this that we need to sort out.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm, you know, I was 20 some odd years his junior.
Right.
But he was just super rad about it.
That's,
you know, and
cool.
He's just like, yeah, you know what? I appreciate your opinion. I've worked with other people in the same situation who are like, you can go to hell,
yeah,
boss. You just take your opinion.
And I think a guy like that first guy,
with it.
A guy like that first guy you mentioned taught himself to critique or to be okay and open to that. And I think along the educational process, some students and professionals, as they progress, are taught not to seek out those opinions because of the fear of being bashed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lack of bashing, flaming critiques might open people up to the idea, because I love talking about it. I love sending things. And, you know, my buddy Eric Hines over in Colorado, I'll send stuff to him, and he's pretty blunt and pretty straight to the point, but I know I can trust his opinion. I know he has my best interest at heart on the back end of that critique. He wants the work to be better because he knows I'm better than what I'm offering.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. So I don't have a fear of getting flamed when I go to certain trusted people for critiques. And so that leaves my mind open to more of a discussion about the fundamentals.
Right. You know, that kind of makes me think, like, you know, the end result of, you know, I brought up the crits that happened between me and the missus, who was also a very talented designer.
Right.
They usually wind up with me being pissed off that she thinks I need to change something. Then I sit on it for, you know, 20 minutes to 2 hours, and then come back and say, yeah, you know what? That is going to make it better. Just making myself open to it, even though initially I'm like, no, it's perfect. I gotta change it.
Right. And a good way one way I started to teach myself to be okay with critiques on my own work is somebody is taking the time to basically give you a free idea. Accept it. Because we all know in graphic design and in the creative field, people are so guarded with their information. A critique is the one time you can actually pick somebody's brain. And
I don't think they're that guarded in this in information around here.
I think they are. I do. I think that people get a little bit guarded with their good stuff. But if someone's critiquing you, they're literally opening their vault. They're telling you what they would do. You're almost getting free rein at one of their ideas. They're literally giving away an idea.
You know, and that's the upside of a critique. Nobody in the college system, in the professional world, I don't know of anyone that gives a critique with the goal of, you know, I don't know the word I'm looking for. Sabotage. No one is actively trying to make your work worse. They're saying, you know, what are the ways that we can make this better? And even if it may be the most, like, flame warsiest negative critique in the world, it's all with the goal of helping you. It's all trying to make the thing that you're doing better.
Yeah.
Unless some a-hole is there saying, you know what, this sucks balls. You better just let me do it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, I have so had that critique.
Yeah, that's the end of a
really and I was critique. Not the person asking to have the project handed over to them.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, and I just and that just really crossed my mind even just now that if someone is offering up a critique, it's probably the one time you're getting a free idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Whether you like the idea or not, normally opinions, I mean, you know, opinions are shared, but not with the most benevolent thing in mind. But a critique, they're literally giving you what they would do. And you have free reign to go use that. Go change it. Go put their idea in your work. And, you know, it's still your work.
Yeah.
It's a strange thing. Like,
to see it skyrocket.
Because, in the work world, I'd never go steal somebody's idea. I'd never go lift somebody's idea.
You wouldn't? Hell, man. That's how we make a living over here.
Yeah, speak for yourself. And here's the one thing you get from us. Now you get your free MIG tip.
I was just going to say, nice. I feel like we should now give it up to the MIG tip.
Yeah. MIG tip, plug in.
All right, cool. So for this student tip, this one's going to be a little bit hard to swallow. And the tip is, don't take it personally. In relation to critiques and, you know, getting work reviewed, too many students are way too sensitive. What you need to realize is that when you're working, chances are you're going to be working with other people, and everyone is working toward one bigger cause. What students don't realize is that we create and design for other people, not just ourselves. So you have to embrace the revisions, love the critiques, and you have to be honest. So again, you guys, don't take it personally. More often than not, design is a group effort. So keep that in mind.
Just the tip, Mig. Can we call it that? Can we call it just the tip, Mig? All right, then.
I'm out of that one.
Yeah, I think...
Let's hope that Mig is back next time after Nate's been talking.
Fellas, I gotta say, high five. Good show. I think we nailed that one.
Hopefully we answered your question. Otherwise, email us and
hopefully I'm sure it spawned more questions. You're gonna get another email from Art. Like, seriously,
now,
man,
now
what
I
the
prefer,
hell?
Now, last question, though. I prefer to do, like, overreaching kind of thought on design. Like, you know... overall, not necessarily nitpicking like little things as well.
Yeah.
Because I find when it comes down to, your type should be like 1 point smaller. But no, it's just like...
I think people that do crits like that... Okay, now unless you're talking about like body copy at 12 point where you can say, hey, knock it down a point and it'll be better. I think people that focus on stuff like that in crits are dicks.
Yeah, that's why my thing is like...
So you focus on stuff like that?
Like, larger... No. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's what it is.
My thing is the step-back, blurry-eyed composition look. Like, literally, blur my vision and look at your piece, and I can find where
balance
is.
That's why you do them drunk.
Sort of thing.
That's why you do all your crits drunk.
Dude, that's awesome.
I feel like that's a fantastic closing
thought. Hot toddy crits.
Hey, if you guys want to keep the conversation going here, head on over to 36point.com, drop some comments on us.
Do it.
Or, send us emails, hit the contact page and do it. And hey, Donovan, can't people hit up that new store page we got going at 36point.com?
That's right.
Maybe check out some hot t-shirts and some prints that we got.
That's right.
Maybe also, and I believe there's a few days left on this, get some ostentatious. Some ridiculous threads. If you head over to ridiculous, is it?
Actually, if they go
give
to...
Give us a link so that people can get this, because that shirt's not going to be available forever.
Nope. Zazzle.com/ridiculous. It'll take you to the Ridiculous store.
That's RDQLUS.
RDQLUS.
Yes, right. Do that. And if you want to, just go to our Zazzle store. Zazzle.com/36point. You can also go to... We got more goods and things available for you guys to peruse.
And if you want something free, then find me at the HAL conference. Say the secret word, which we talked to on the Brynmuth show.
So you got
to
do your research.
Right.
Oh, was it Salty Nuts?
Oh!
It could be. I'm not sure if it is. I'm not saying that it's Salty Nuts. I'm pretty sure. I thought we were going to end the show like 5 minutes ago, so we should probably kill it.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
But yeah, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.
Doses.
To send questions or comments to The Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.